We are faced with stress on our services, particularly the EMS services, where we can do, you know, 6 to 8 opioid overdose runs a day.
The number of overdoses jumping this year. Last year, there were 532 total. Halfway through 2017, there are already 577 this year. Last year, the department spent more than $11,000 on Narcan, and this year, they're already at $30,000, which is not only a result of just how many overdoses, but how strong each one is. Leaders are frustrated trying to find a solution. City Council member Dan Picard is proposing a three-strike system. The first two strikes after an overdose, the person would perform community service for the equivalent amount of money used on the life-saving response. The third strike is a bit more controversial.
If the dispatcher determines that the person who's overdosed is somebody who's been part of this program for 2 previous overdoses and has not completed community service, has not cooperated in the program, then we wouldn't dispatch.
The fire department says they are required by law to provide Narcan if they do respond to an overdose. Picard says this plan is not aiming to solve the drug problem. It's trying to solve the city's finances.
We've got to do what we have to do to maintain our financial security. And this is just costing us too much money.
Until legal advisors look at the plan proposed by Picard, the fire department is applying to grants and asking for donations to fund more Narcan.